The man who walked into the Spur and Saddle Saloon looked no different from any of the other cowboys. He was wearing denim trousers, a blue shirt, and scuffed boots. However, two things separated him from the other cowboys. He wore a low-crowned black hat with a flat top and wore his pistol holster low and tied down.
What's your poison, mister?
Beer.
The stranger looked up. The bartender stepped back, shocked. The man's eyes were technically brown, but the shade of the brown made the irises look yellow. Some said that looking into the eyes of James Hill was like staring into the very bowels of hell, and the oversized pupils made it look as if the devil himself was staring back.
I'm looking for Roy Mason.
He's not here.
I'm going to look around this room. If I find him, I'll kill him. Then I'll kill you for lying to me.
He's over there at the table with those three other men. He's the only one wearing a hat.
You just saved your life.
Hill stepped away from the bar and then looked over toward the table.
Mason.
The man in the hat looked up toward him.
Yeah.
I've come to kill you.
At those words, all the other patrons within the saloon got up and rushed to the walls to be out of harm's way. Notably, the three men with Mason did not move.
You're the one they call evil.
I've been called that.
Well, evil, I don't know how much education you have, or even if you can count to four. But if you can, you'll see there are four of us here. Four to your one.
Mason and the three men at the table stood up and spread out a bit, facing the man called Evil.
So, if you're going to do it, boy, commence shooting.
Mason and the three men grabbed for their pistols. Evil's fanning method of shooting his gun gave the four men no chance. Mason and all three of the men lay dead on the floor. Not one of them had been able to extract their pistol from their holster.
Mister, what'd you kill Mason for?
Because I was paid to kill him.
What about them other three?
I threw them in for free.
A young boy was standing just inside the door of the saloon, wide-eyed over what he had just seen. He was wearing a Western Union cap.
Mr. James Hill?
Yeah.
The boy held out a telegram with a trembling hand.
This is for you.